series and scrambled around a little bit, did you consider pulling him, or did you want him to go out?
I wanted him to go out and continue. We had an idea. We had a plan. We tried to stick to it. And in all honesty, that last series, you know, we were debating. We felt good about it, though, so we let him stay in, and as a result, he did the things that we needed to see. Yeah, he was slow initially. He was high a couple times, you know, and a little indecisive. But once he settled in and things started to move, then you saw him getting confidence and make plays.
When you saw him spinning around out there, did it go through your mind?
Oh, it always did. It really did. I mean, you're always concerned about him, you know, because that's who he is. And that was what our concern was last week. Was that he would get out there and do what he does. He wants to win, and he's going to do what he can to win. You know, and he'll worry about it later.
Well, the records you saw today, what's your evaluation of things I think this
thing? Well, you know, for the most part, a little disappointed what happened to defense in the first couple series. You know, allowing them to move the ball down. The nice thing is we bowed our neck and we forced the field goals, but you know, you can't rely on that. I mean, it's happened to us 2 weeks in a row. And the hard part, the thing that's most disappointing is when you look at it, it's not one guy, it's a group of individuals that you know, one guy on this play, one guy on that play, and you know, we're disappointed, and we'll get that corrected. I mean, we can't allow that to happen. It started with Luke, and Luke knows the very first play of the game, you know, Luke went on the fallback when he should have kept going forward. And so, he's one of our best players, and he's got to understand, he's got to stay disciplined. So we'll get that corrected, and we'll make sure we don't make those kind of mistakes. Offensively, I we started a little bit slow. The first three series weren't what you would hope to be. But you just kind of felt we were on the verge, and then all of a sudden some nice things started to happen. Some guys started to make plays. You know, probably the most exciting play was the one that wasn't completed when he had Kelvin. Kelvin made a nice move, got vertical, and broke it to the sideline, and Cam overthrew him. But, you know, that's what we're hoping for, is those kind of connections, and they'll work to get that done.
The offense as a whole, I mean, after the first three series, did something just click all of a sudden, or was it just everybody kind of – buckled down?
Well, I think a lot of it was it did click all of a sudden. I think it was for Cam. I mean, it was his first live action, and I think he was a little antsy, and he wanted to make some things happen. And we missed some opportunities. If he completes the pass to Kelvin on that one series, then everybody's excited about it. Unfortunately, he didn't. But what he finished up with was what we're hoping for, and that's what we want to continue to work towards.
On Kelvin, what did you talk to him about after the concussion?
Well, you know what? I told Kelvin, this is going to happen. I mean, a guy's going to try and get inside your head and get you to play outside of your game, and that's what we talked about. And, I told him, when they start doing that, it's because they know you can do some good things. So, you've got to learn how to handle it. You've got to learn to, be graceful about it and just keep going forward.
Do you think he's prone to outbursts like that, or do you hope that he's getting out of it?
Hopefully he'll get out of it, but I also think this is one of those things, too, where you got to stand up for yourself. I mean, there's a point where you got to draw a line, and the guy's got to understand that, hey, you do this, you continue to do this, and I'm going to draw a line in the sand. And I think, I did tell him, I said, hey, you want to get back at somebody, just go make a play.
Speaking of outbursts, Norman had a lot of Norman was pulled aside by Thomas Davis.
Yep.
He got into his face.
Took him off the field. What we want guys to understand is we got to maintain our composure on the football field. That's why we lost in the playoffs. And I said it started with me. I made the mistake of getting caught up in that emotion, and we've got to learn to control that. If we're going to be a playoff team, we've got to do those things the right way, and we've got to be able to handle it. So when we've seen it, we pulled guys aside. We try to get that corrected. We're not going to play that way. We're going to play smart football.
Running game struggled in the first half. You picked up in the second half. What do you put that...
Say that again?
The running game was slow in the first half, and it picked up in the second half. Was that because...
Well, it was slow in the first quarter, and again, part of it, too, was we weren't moving the ball effectively, running it or throwing it. And then we made a couple plays throwing it, and we softened them up a little bit, and then we were able to make some plays. You know, it goes hand in hand. You just can't go out and expect to run the ball if you're not completing the passes, and if you're not running it, you can't complete the passes. I mean, they work together, and we didn't do that initially. Once we started going, we completed a couple passes, we were able to make some runs. So I think there's, it's the balance, and that's what you've got to have. And we've got to be a balanced football team. We've got to be able to run the ball effectively. I've said it before. Last year, 15 out of 16 games, we rushed for 100 yards. That's what we want to do again. We want to be a team that can. You have to run the ball, run it.
Speaking of that, Jonathan, some tough runs down at the goal line and a nice run.
That's what. This offense can be capable of. I mean, D'Angelo is a slasher. He's a quick hitter, and Jonathan's a powerful inside runner who makes good cuts. You know, and again, if we can get those two guys rolling, we can be very dynamic offensively. And I think it'll help our passing game. It'll take pressure off the quarterback that, where he doesn't have to make plays, and it'll soften things up for us in terms of our route running. So, you know, again, it's about balance, about being balanced, and we have to continue to work to get that way. You know, we by no means are where we want to be. We've got a lot of work still to do. I mean, we played a good football team, a very good football team. This was a playoff team last year. You know, their best running back wasn't here. So we, you know, we again, defensively, we've got to get better. I mean, we did not play to our abilities. They took advantage of some things. They made some things happen. But we can't allow that.
How nice was it to see Jonathan back on the field? First live action in a long time.
It was very good to see Jonathan back on the football field. Jonathan's a dynamic football player that can help us. And, again, getting him out there, having D'Angelo out there, you know, having our receiving core come together, our tight ends on the football field, you know, that's a huge plus for us.
Have you considered using the read option less with Cam now that he's coming back from this injury? His range of motion might not be what it used to be.
It isn't, and we know that. But, again, he's working his way back into it. We'll continue to use it in practice and develop it until he's ready to go. Until then, you know, you're going to see what you see right now. I mean, this is our offense. And, again, if we can run the ball effectively using the backs and don't have to rely on him running, then most certainly we'd much rather do that.
Has Byron done enough to win the starting job?
We'll evaluate that, but he's played very, very well. I'll tell you that much right now. But we'll get a chance to evaluate. We'll take a real good look at it. I kind of like the combination of what we had out there. You know, I had an opportunity to watch, you know, up close and personal some of the nice things that were going on at both tackles. You know, we ran the ball effective. We ran the ball very well behind both tackles. We ran the ball nice, and we pulled the guards. We ran the ball up inside. But again, it took us a little bit to get started. But once we got started, I think we did the things that we needed to do. But again, we've got a long way to go still.
You took a big catch at Versa night, one on the ground and then the touchdown. Did that solidify him, you think?
Well, I think it moved him up. Most certainly gives him an opportunity. I mean, he's doing the things that you need to do. You make tough catches. You make catches in traffic. You make plays. And that's all that Burson has done. And Renton's doing a nice job, and he'll, you know, continue to get that opportunity. We've got two more preseason games left to go to continue to evaluate, but he's done a very good job.
Injuries around it look like Walker and King. Any other injuries, or do you know what those two were specifically as well?
I don't know anything about Tavares right now. I do know that Casey took a shot to the ribs, and so they brought him in for x-rays. We'll see. Charles' hamstring got a little bit tight on it. We kept Cam in a little bit longer than normal. We wanted to ice him down, make sure he got cooled down, and did all the treatments, everything like that. We didn't want him back out on the field until he was done, you know, with his rehab stuff. So Ryan Vermillion had him in here during the half, and he didn't come out until about the middle of the third quarter.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you, guys.
We try to do everything in the locker room. Is that changing?